Governments around the world today are reacting to the assassination of Iran's top military commander. Qasem Soleimani was killed when his convoy was hit by an American drone strike near the Baghdad airport. President Trump authorized it and defended the action this afternoon.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
According to the Pentagon, Soleimani had been developing plans to attack Americans in Iraq and throughout the region. In response to the strike, Iran is promising severe revenge against the U.S. Iran's neighbor, Iraq, where the strike happened, is warning that today's assassination could lead to war. But another player in the region is applauding President Trump. Israel has long considered Soleimani to be the mastermind behind terrorist attacks against Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today readily came to the defense of the U.S.
President Trump deserves all the credit for acting swiftly, forcefully, decisively. Israel stands with the United States in its just struggle for peace, security, and self-defense.
Reaction from Europe, meanwhile, has not been so supportive, especially from countries that are signed onto the Iran nuclear deal. They want to keep that deal alive. Amélie de Montchalin is with France's Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs.
D'abord, c'est la suite d'une escalade qui dure depuis des mois.
It's the next step in an escalation which has been going on for months. What is happening is what we feared. Tensions between the United States and Iran are increasing.
A spokeswoman for the German government said Iranian provocations were partly to blame for escalating tensions in the region. Provocations like protests this week by an Iranian-backed militia outside the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. A spokeswoman with the German government, Ulrike Demmer, said her country wants to see a diplomatic solution.
Mit großer Besorgnis, wir sind an einem gefährlichen Eskalationspunkt.
We're at a dangerous escalation point, and it's important now to contribute to a de-escalation through prudence and restraint. The regional conflicts can only be resolved through diplomatic channels, and for this, we are in contact with our allies.
Meanwhile, China, another signatory to the Iran nuclear deal, is calling for calm. Here's the country's foreign ministry spokesman, Geng Shuang.
Iraq's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity should be respected, and peace and stability in the Middle East Gulf region should be maintained. We urge the relevant sides, especially the U.S., to remain calm and exercise restraint to avoid further escalating tensions.
And here in the U.S., the drone strike sharply divided congressional leaders along party lines. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said the strike was carried out without the consultation of Congress. She said, "We cannot put the lives of American service members, diplomats, and others further at risk by engaging in provocative and disproportionate actions." Many Republicans in Congress heaped praise on the president today. They said the assassination delivered swift justice.